Maybe cosmology book then. And well, this is the way that actually this Bhagavatam describes the world and us. And from a very elevated, an elevating perspective, actually. Beautifully neutral, as if described from the real world, you know. Yes, there's a dream down there, and some souls are in that dream, sleeping right now. And yeah, sometimes I can see they get into nightmares, so maybe we should wake them up. But then you have it, as often is spoken and taught, even by Prabhupada himself. But I think it was our disciples and grand disciples who took that perspective a bit much more than Prabhupada did, namely that this material world stinks. This material world is bad. Oh, everything out there is bad, and therefore you should join us in the spiritual world here, you know. Join our group. We need pot washers and collectors. I mean, that's... Anyway, this is more for radio show episode, but anyway, maybe it can be both. But just in case you're more looking at things from that perspective, which is also natural for someone who just comes from the material world and is trying to clear up in the mind a bit and get unstuck from it. And therefore, this association with devotees is very wonderful because it kind of lifts us up from the ocean. We can drop back again, and therefore we call it blooping. But and Krishna says that nothing is lost on this path. It's just gain. And a matter of time, but we're on the right path. As long as you stick to the path, slow or fast is not the issue. And when you have taken up bhakti, even from the very beginning, you can experience some bliss of it, satisfaction, and you do it right, not some strange self-torturing way, which is much influenced by certain Buddhist and Advaitic schools, I presume, or suppose. But anyway, this was just a little parenthesis in this book before we, well, especially to the Bhagavat scholars and followers out there. But now let's go move on here and get scientific.